213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinny Times, le classic rock radio, The Treatment, Rat Race. Ouais, il déchire ce titre, hein. Il déchire vraiment. En plus, l'album s'appelle Waiting for Good Luck, ça tue. Voici tout de suite en direct avec nous, Tagor, le guitar player of The Treatment. Hi Tagor, nice to meet you.
Bonjour, hello, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing great, and you?
All good, my friend. Yeah, really good.
Okay, monsieur, bonsoir et bienvenue ce soir donc dans l'émission 213 Rock. Tagor, welcome tonight on 213 Rock Show. And the name of the web rock station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. And thank you very much for accepting my interview request.
No worries. Thank you, my friend. It's nice to hear some foreign languages again. We absolutely love France, and it's been a long time since we've played anywhere near you guys, so we're looking forward to coming back.
Ok, donc vous avez entendu, hein, le guitariste, il est en direct, Tagor Gris, il est en direct avec nous ce soir. C'est un réel plaisir parce que le disque, il tue et il défonce. Ouais, on aime ça, on aime ce bon rock, quoi. And Tagor, the album starts with a Rat Race. What a track! What a track!
Well, it starts with it. It was also the first single we released. And then we decided the second single to release would be the end track, which is Wrong Way. Mm-hmm. And we released the third single, Devil in the Detail, which has been going down an absolute storm. So we're looking forward to putting it in the live set. Howard Crazy had him on it. But you're right, Andy Milburn, this is his first album with the band. He definitely brought some new fuel, but we had, I mean, you know, we can't ignore this crazy thing that's going on around the world. So we had a little problem with COVID because we had a new bass player, but we had a new bass player who couldn't play with us. So he didn't actually record on the record. He joined just kind of mid writing the record and just after. And so this the first run of shows will be his first time playing with us.
Mm-hmm. Alors oui, effectivement, il devait avoir un bassiste qui est, mais à cause du coronavirus, impossible de le faire venir. Donc Andy est arrivé, donc il est juste arrivé après l'album. Ensuite, effectivement, Tom Hampton est là depuis le précédent, donc ça démarre, et donc on va rentrer dans cet album avec plus de précision, quoi. Ouais, effectivement, ils ont hâte de le jouer en concert, hein. C'est le premier single qui est sorti en février dernier. We are the rat trip, rat race, there is no escape. Yeah, I want to scream from the crowd, you know, to you on stage.
Come and sing on the record. It sounds great. I like the French accent too.
Awesome. Effectivement, ce titre est déchire, quoi. And you know what? And 113,000 views and very good comments from your fans. Wow, it's awesome.
It's been amazing. The first from day dot, we released the artwork before we even did anything. You know, the guy with the banjo on the front cover.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was the first piece of kind of anything we released for this, and that went down a storm. And every single piece of music that's come out since has just the reaction from our fans and. Rock fans has just been amazing, so it's been super, super great.
Effectivement, que les commentaires ont été excellents, et c'est un storm, comme il le dit, tout le monde écoute ce titre en ce moment. And I read some very good comments like this. Someone said, I can't wait for this. The Treatment have been one of the most consistent rock bands of the 21st century. Another one said, really good, serious 80s vibe. And another one said that these boys never disappointed. And another one said the lead voice is spectacular. Wow, your fans are right. This track drives us crazy.
Well, we have some amazing fans. And, you know, we've been to band now nearly 10 years. So it's been a long time. And mm-hmm. it, It's been a great ride, like an amazing story and journey, but this record is something special.
Ouais, effectivement, 10 ans de groupe, et pour lui, c'est quelque chose de spécial, hein, et toute cette recommandation, ces commentaires, ça leur fait chaud au cœur, quoi, parce que ça, c'est la récompense du travail, quoi. Ça fait plaisir, vraiment, 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 quoi. And I feel, Tiger, I feel that the world band recording the new album Waiting for Good Luck in a gas station, because the new album smells like fuel, engine oil, and on highway. And on highway, it drives really fast. The excitement is maximum power.
Well, I hate to break your story, but the real place to record it was in an old farm building. It's a place in the UK. Well, it's actually in Wales, called Rockfield.
Yeah.
So, legendary studio, and many, many bands have been there. Sabbath, Hawkwind, Stone Roses, Oasis,
yeah.
Coldplay. There's a whole list. Queen recorded Bohemian Rhapsody there.
Okay.
Actually, a farmhouse. So, it's a very secluded place, but that's probably why, because there was nothing else you could do while you were there apart from play and record music.
En fait, ils ont enregistré à Londres, bien évidemment. Il me dit, ouais, je vais casser ton histoire parce que ça va être enregistré dans une station-service. Ouais, je disais que cet album, il sentait un peu le gasoil, l'huile, le moteur tellement que ça donne envie et puis c'est puissant, quoi. Ouais, il a enregistré dans un très très gros studio à Londres, effectivement. Et puis il y a un son incroyable, quoi. And the sound is so huge, massive wall of guitars behind. Boom. Ouais, the sound is perfect. Oh my God. And you and your brothers are playing sick riffs on this album. And behind the tempo by your drummer, Danny, wow, keep the house with the tempo and the crazy groove behind him. Awesome. Really
Danny
awesome.
He is the house. He is an incredible drummer. I mean, he's the groove. If you listen to AC/DC,
yeah.
It all goes back to Paul Rudd. It's the same here in the treatment. Dan is the... You know, he's not only the founding member of the band, like him and his father, Laurie,
yeah.
who also manages and produces us. He put the band together with him. So they're the founding family. And he is also the powerhouse behind the band. You know, everything goes back to the drums. And he's the man who makes you groove. We just play the fancy riffs over the top, you know.
Ok, donc effectivement que c'est une histoire de famille parce que donc avec son frère Chris et les frères Grise, Tao et Tagore ce soir qui donc sont en direct, enfin Tagore qui est en direct, ouais, ils jouent des riffs de malade hein, sur l'album et puis derrière il y a Danny Mansworth qui est derrière et puis à la batterie c'est un tempo quoi, il rappelle un peu Phil Rudd à la AC/DC, c'est le tempo carré quoi, vraiment carré et ça groove derrière et il tient la baraque quoi. Et and there is a song called Lightning in Bottle, yeah. Devil in the Detail, Tough Kid, which are very current titles.
Absolutely. I mean, Tough Kid's all about, you know, following your dream. It's, you know, it's saying that the title is Give Me Something to Believe In. It's us saying, you know, give us some rock and roll to believe in. Follow your dream. Don't give up on what you want to do. Don't give up on, yeah, what you need to do in life. It's all about absolutely just don't listen to anyone and do what you want to do. Devil in the Detail is about a very, very bad woman who did a lot of very bad things to a very bad person in this band. So that's a whole other story. And Lightning in a Bottle is also probably about a bad woman, but you know, it's about a, you know, what happens when you meet a woman who you are infatuated with and you can't get away from her.
Il y a des bons titres qui sont totalement différents, voire très modernes, hein, sur le reste de l'album, tels que Lightning in a Bottle, Devil in the Detail, ou Tough Kid. Ce sont des titres modernes. C'est l'évolution du groupe après 10 ans de travail. C'est aussi en fait, ils ont fait ce qu'ils ont voulu. Ils ont ce rêve et ce qu'ils les maintiennent. Voilà, ils font du bon rock et c'est autour de plein d'histoires. Il y a énormément d'histoires qui racontent concernant les femmes, etc. Leur rencontre, et bon, on va pas rentrer dans les détails, mais je pense que vous aurez compris, quoi. And in a slightly different tone, your second single track is The Wrong Way.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good old blues rock.
I think it surprised me. We had a lot of people saying, you know, it really sounded like The Cult. It's just a very melodic song. And something
yes.
that we hadn't really tried so much on our last records, and it really went down a storm. Like Wrong Way it's been a magical song. It was amazing to see the whole thing come to life, but people have loved it, and it's got one of those great catchy hooks, great melodies, incredible guitar riff, you know, and it's just a driving song. You just put it on and it says what it is, you know. It's all about a guy upset with a woman and just not letting her get away with it.
Le Wrong Way, le second single qui est sorti en mars, qui est en vrai un bon titre de good old blues rock, notamment. C'est un titre magique et très accrocheur, catchy, hein, il est cool quoi. And I think Wrong Way is a perfect track to share some beers with your buddies.
It sure is, that's what we've been doing all week. It's been my birthday and Laurie's birthday. So, and we've just come out of lockdown here in England. So it's been a week of album release, partying for that, birthdays in the pub. It's been amazing. Now all we're missing is some live music and to get back to you guys, because it's been a long time since we last played Paris.
Ok, effectivement que ça fait longtemps qu'ils n'ont pas joué à Paris, et en même temps ce titre, hein, donc je rappelle Wrong Way qui est leur second single, je disais que c'était tout simplement un titre super cool, hein, pour partager quelques bières. Ouais, il est d'accord avec ça, c'est marrant quoi, c'est fun quoi. And the media speaks very well about your album. I read some great reviews.
Yeah, they've been, the whole media has been so supportive of it. And you know, the media's really changed recently. With COVID, a lot of media are just turning to homegrown talent, and they've so supported us, you know, across the world. It's been amazing. It's been such a great reaction for us.
Ouais, effectivement, ils ont reçu de la part de la presse monde entier, hein, vraiment ça vient de tous les pays à peu près, là où ils ont pu donc faire la promo, et ouais, ils ont reçu des chroniques incroyables et ils sont très très heureux quoi. And Tagore, how was the atmosphere in the studio, because your new album Waiting for the Gulu was produced by the father of your drummer, Mr. Laurie Mansworth, mixed by Mr. Kevin Shirley. We know him. He works with Iron Maiden, Journey, Aerosmith. It's amazing. Very good mix.
Yeah. It's been an amazing, I mean, so Laurie's produced every album with Dan and us from day one. He's always been a kind of the sixth member of the band.
Okay.
But this time what was different is we recorded the whole album live, which is something Laurie had always wanted to do with us, but we'd never been able to. And because of COVID, we had this chance, we had the time, we had the ability to go and record it live, and that was the magic. And the atmosphere in the studio was just some of the best days of my life. Mm-hmm. When we were recording the album live, because that's how a rock and roll band is captured.
Ouais, effectivement, l'atmosphère en studio, vous voulez la savoir, il vient de répondre. Ils ont enregistré live, ils ont enregistré en direct, ils ont plugué, ils se sont branchés, et vas-y, ils ont envoyé la sauce, quoi. C'est ça. Et ça, c'est une expérience incroyable pour lui dans sa vie de rock'n'roll. C'est ce qu'il voulait. Voilà, c'est ça. Ils ont réussi à capturer le vrai son de The Treatment, quoi. Et c'est ça qu'il voulait, quoi. And, are you working on your next shows? Next concerts? Next tour at this moment?
Absolutely. So, we've just been in the UK. We're kind of out of a lockdown now, so we can meet up with other people. So we've had Andy down. We're starting to work now on the live set. We've got 4 headline festivals booked in.
Cool.
For the rest of this year. One is 2 weeks after the whole country lifts its lockdown. So fingers crossed it's all going ahead. But yeah, starting to work on the live set. The problem is we just don't know what songs to choose now, because we have so many great songs.
Ask your fans to do the set list.
That's exactly what we were thinking of doing. So that, you know, tell them to keep an eye out, because we are going to be asking for some fan input on this.
Ah ben voilà une bonne information. Effectivement, ils ont 4 festivals déjà de bookés en tête d'affiche. Ils ont pas mal de choses, trucs. Et leur plus gros problème aujourd'hui, c'est qu'ils ont tellement de titres qu'ils savent pas quel faire cette liste. Je lui ai simplement suggéré de demander aux fans et puis ils verront bien l'histoire, quoi. Ouais, ouais, ouais. And next time, you will be treated to a pure rock and roll show with energy and sweet guaranteed, I think.
Absolutely. As you say, voilà, perfectly said.
Effectivement, leurs prochains shows seront du pur rock'n'roll avec beaucoup d'énergie et surtout de la sueur. Oh, et ça, c'est garanti, quoi. And just before the end, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please, Tagore?
For any of our wonderful, wonderful French fans, we are coming back to you. The last time we played in France was, we did a whole tour across, and I think we ended in Paris. Mm. And we did Bus Palladium, I think it was, and it was one of the most magical nights of our life. It was amazing. So we will see you again soon. Please keep supporting the band. We miss you guys. And save me some damn good red wine and cheese.
Okay. Next time when you will come in Paris, when we treatment will play in Paris, sure. Bring you wine and cheers. Tagore, Chris, notamment Chris qui est en direct avec nous ce soir. The Treatment, l'album Waiting for the Good Luck qui est déjà disponible en écoute sur toutes les plateformes digitales. Voici le track listing. Ça démarre avec Rat Race. Ensuite, Take It or Leave It. Ensuite, Lightning in a Bottle. En 4, Vampress. En 5, Eyes on You. En 6, No Way Home. En 7, Devil in the Detail. En 8, Taft Kid. En 9, Hold Fire. En 10, Barman. En 11, Let's Make Money. Et en 12, Wrong Ray. Tagore, thank you very much for this live interview, my friend.
Thank you so much as well. Au revoir, I will see you all soon.
Ok, tout de suite, on continue en musique, The Treatment. Voici le second single, Wrong Way. 213 Rock, Red Rock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio.